This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Well, we have our next guest in studio with us again. We have Jamie Russell, who is part of Resolution X. And Resolution X have an installation happening at the City of Stonington's Glow Winter Arts Festival, which is beginning shortly. Jamie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And so before we get started on Resolution X and the project, can you tell us a little bit about your background that has like led you to this? Because I know that you've worked with some pretty big companies around the world.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a journey. So my original start was in commercial theatre, but back in Australia, and then I took off overseas with a few...
All right, stop there. Commercial theatre. What do you mean?
Musical theatre, but not on stage, though.
Let's be clear. Lighting or...?
Yeah, so working in lighting. So starting with, you know, working with follow spots and bits and pieces with some of the city theatres.
Right.
And then, you know...
How interesting. How did you get involved in that?
Well, I sort of lucked out early on. So when I was sort of early teens, I met up with a guy that... That did that was a lighting designer, and he really gave me a big leg up in the industry, and I just worked as hard as I could to get those jobs in the city theatres, and then I didn't go out for years and years because every Friday and Saturday night you'd be working. So did that, went overseas for a while with some shows.
And then okay, so that's the reason you went overseas.
Yeah,
was working in theatre.
I was working
theater.
On a show called Merchants of Bollywood, which was a Bollywood dance production.
Wow.
And then ended up in the West End, and so worked in the West End for 3 years.
And right,
then,
and what theatres, any we know?
Duchess Theatre was where I was based.
Yeah, I know that one.
You do know that one?
Yeah.
Most people say they don't.
I've been to it. I've been to that.
Yeah,
I can't remember what I saw there, but I've been to that theatre.
Yeah, beautiful theatre. And then over to, I did some work on some cruise ships for a while out of the States, namely the Walt Disney Company's cruise ships.
Oh, the big productions that they do on that. Because those shows, you know, we've had people, actors in musical theatre actors, you know, like some of the shows they put on there are equal to what you see in a theatre, aren't they?
Or better, to be honest. I mean, some you've got to jam so much sort of technical pizzazz, I guess, into like a 40-minute show. You don't have 2 hours to work.
Yeah.
People got to get to dinner.
But there are designated, you know, like theatre shows now, like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
One
of the guys here at Joy, John O'Hara, he worked for 2 years on cruise ships doing Priscilla.
Yeah, no, they're amazing. They, you know, of course you're doing it while ships lurching around at sea in the middle of the Atlantic as well. So there's some challenges with that as well. But, you know, they're all fantastic experiences. Yeah. And then I returned back to Australia and I've been with Resolution X ever since, actually.
So. And, well, what are they?
So lighting production and hire business. So we do lighting mostly, lighting and rigging for you know, concerts and theatre shows.
And what shows have you worked on, as in concerts? Have you been on any of the big ones?
No, I mean, we don't. I work mostly out of the office, I've got to say. I've got the boring jobs. But, you know, at the moment we're working on things like Cruel Intentions, which is about to kick off. I think you had some people in here last week with that
one. Yeah. And Eve went to see it the other day. Yeah.
How was it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. And I did actually notice how good all the follow spots were, which is not you doing it, but I was literally thinking, I was like, I don't know how they do that.
Well, if they're
how
working,
they keep up.
That's us. Yeah. If they're working, that's us. So, you know, we do a lot of corporate theatre and then a little bit of art stuff as well, like this one. So
right.
Mm. Great. And so this particular project, you're involved with two other people as well.
Yep.
What are their names and how did you come to know them?
So one of them is David Bartholomew, who's writing the music with me on this track. So David and I actually go a long way back. I was his best man at his wedding, actually. So it's not nice and easy to work with a best mate, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's what happens, though, isn't it? You know, like like that network of people that you meet in the business.
Yeah. That's it, yeah. And we don't have to communicate a lot when we're working together because we sort of know what each other's thinking. So that works really well. So Dave's a composer. He's been a musician for many years and a sound designer. So we're working together on this one. There's also Kate Hall. Hall. So Kate actually won, award-winning Kate Hall, I should say. So she won the Australian Women in Music Award a couple of weeks ago. For creative designs.
Okay.
So she works with the likes of Missy Higgins and Kate Miller-Heidke, these kind of people.
Yep. And fantastic.
So she's brilliant. So she's our lighting designer on the project as well.
Okay.
Great. Okay. And so tell us about the actual project. What will people see when they go to the Glow Festival and see your particular installation, which is one of several?
Well, what I hope they see.
or hear or feel.
if the light switch works when you turn it on.
Well, you know what? The best part of doing something in winter is the sun goes down nice and early.
So yeah,
at least you're not constantly waiting for this inevitable thing to happen. But it's called Now Breathe. So it's an immersive installation that involves 80 high-resolution LED tubes that are amongst the forest section in Pran Square.
What do you mean? Yeah, describe it to our listeners.
So they're a metre-long sort of cylindrical tube, I guess is the best way to describe it.
And they're sticking out of the ground?
They're sticking out of the ground, yeah. So we're trying to make it as natural as possible amongst the trees. They're actually battery-powered, so they get recharged every day and get put back out.
Whoa. Oh.
Yeah, they're very cool. Very bright tubes. From a company called Astere, actually. They're a really fun product to work with. So there's about 6,000 different parameters in this installation that we've sort of got levers that we can pull. So different colours and different intensities that we can play with right through that.
So you get a different feeling as you're walking through.
That's it.
Almost like the wind blowing. Or breathing.
That's it. Very nice. The main crux of it is that there's 248 breaths that are represented through the installation. So as you walk, and it's in 10-channel surround, so as you're walking through,
oh, wow,
you might hear it from behind you or in front of you or to the side. And then the lights represent that breath as well. So as you're looking in a particular zone and you'll see or hear, I should say, that breath happen, the lights will breathe along with that as well.
Wow. So how does the technology of that work? So is it because people can roam as they want to in this space?
They can, yeah. So if you're not familiar with that area, it's a beautiful forest that they've built in Pran Square, which is a really the Pran Square is a beautiful place that they've built.
Yeah.
And there's a pathway that runs right through it, and you can get really quite lost in it. It's a really lovely spot.
So for those who don't know where it is, it's one street back from Chapel Street, and it's where Coles and Woolworths,
they meet, yeah.
Where the car park used to be, and now it's all underground.
Yeah, it used to be the Cato Street car park.
Yeah.
And they built that for years and years and years, and it's now a really fantastic event space as well as a community space.
And all the trees have grown now, when they were first planted before COVID.
That's it, they were just little sticks in the ground. Yeah. But yeah, it is actually a legitimate forest now. So, as the public walk through that, they hear these breaths all the way through, and they see that represented in colour. And I think as an artwork, it's you can sort of take many things away from it. It's actually really simple, and I think some art installations sometimes are really inaccessible for people. Mm-hmm. You know, there's sort of these hidden meanings and things you need to go away feeling. This is essentially just a really beautiful piece that looks nice. Like you think about the old days of white night festivals and these sort of things, which were beautifully simple too. You know, just buildings lit up beautifully that you don't need a backstory.
Yeah.
You don't need to necessarily feel something. I hope people do feel something when they see it.
It sounds as if you're going to, with the lights changing and the breaths happening, it sounds as if it's going to be quite moving, actually.
Yeah, and the track, so track runs for about 8.5 minutes, and it goes through a few different areas as it goes through. You know, there's obviously an intro and an end, but there's also like an underwater sequence, and there's a fire sequence, there's a few other things that... A few other surprises thrown in that we won't give away.
So
for families,
there's music playing as well as the breaths. Is that right?
So I've written a custom music track to go along with it. Obviously, when we write these things, the main thing is getting the breaths and the timing of the breaths.
Uh-huh.
So we recorded about 15 different people for these breaths, and there's 248 of them throughout the track. And then we've linked it together with a music track right through it.
Fantastic. It sounds wonderful. And you're not you're only one section of this whole festival, which is the Glow Winter Arts Festival. It's as part of Stodlington.
Yep.
So you're just one little part, and then there's other exhibitions happening around.
A big part.
Yeah,
so there's another 5 installation, I think it is, at Central Park in Malvern. So ours is the only one at Pran Square.
Uh-huh.
And then the following, I think from the 13th of June onwards, people can go see 5 others that are at Central Park in Malvern. The great thing of this festival is it's free.
Yep.
It's free. It's easy to get to. It's easy to park at.
Underground.
You can park. Well, that's Paran Square actually has remarkably cheap parking, to be honest. Yeah. so it really is one of the better cultural festivals out there, I think, because it's so accessible. You have to pay any money to go see it. You just walk through these gardens. And as I say, it starts. It's good for families because it kicks off at a reasonable hour. You know, 6 p.m. is when people can catch it once the sun goes down. So
That's why you like winter festivals, because the sun goes down there.
It's cold, but it's good for a lighting guy, absolutely.
Right. So what time does it go till each night? 6 p.m. until
10 p.m.
Till 10 p.m. Right. Great.
Okay, well, can't wait to see it. So yours is the 3rd to the 12th, is that right? 3rd
to the 12th at Paran Square. Right.
Okay, well, thanks for coming in today.
No problems, thanks for your interest.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Jamie Russell here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.